Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have two incredible young beginners.
Newbie alert.
From New Jersey. This is the first time I have like almost zero information. This is a young performer and she's 8 to 14 years old. Her name is Eve, and I don't know much more than that. So why don't we just give her a call and let's see if she has anything to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, it's Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So what is your name? Say your first and last name.
My name is Eve Antonelli.
Eve Antonelli. Great, because I don't think I would have pronounced it that well. So thanks for that. So what is your experience in acting? Like, where did it start out? Like, tell me about that.
This is actually a really funny story. So when I was 6, my school does explorations, which are like games to do in the summer, and theater program. And I had never been interested in theater before that. It was a play that I really wanted to do, so I decided to do it. And I've been doing musical theater ever since, and it's my favorite thing ever.
Wow. So am I seeing this right, that you played Cinderella's mother in Into the Woods?
That was my first role.
Really? So you're young, but you end up playing the mother. How does that work out?
It was like a school theater program, so they put me up in the tree and I sang a few songs.
Okay, well, somebody had to play the mom, right?
And yeah.
There's no older person, so you did it.
Yeah.
Was that fun, though?
It was fun. They actually used a costume from their friend in The Lion King, and that was really uncomfortable, but it was really fun.
That is pretty funny. So this is at your actual school where you go to school, right?
I started there, but then I decided that I wanted to move to something a little more serious. So I went to a different summer program, and now I'm doing Torchlight YPT, Youth Performance Troupe, and it's awesome, and we learned so much.
Okay, so you started off in your school, so now you're getting to like a little more professional. What actress do you like right now that's out there acting? Who do you kind of identify with or like?
I really like Barry Wilbert Reed, who played Janice in Mean Girls, and she played Veronica from Heather. So I'm really obsessed with Broadway.
So have you actually played like some boy part? Is it Michael Banks? Isn't that a boy part? And Mary Poppins and Charlie in the Charlie Factory? So how do you get those gigs? That's pretty cool.
I don't know. I have a very soprano voice, and where I go to theater, there is very little boys that do it.
Right.
And many of them have very little ranges, so they just use girls for the boy parts because there's not enough people. So I usually end up playing a boy part. I was actually psyched when I got my girl part in Once Upon a Mattress. I really thought I was going to be the Jester.
You're like, for once, I get to play a female.
Yeah.
But that's pretty awesome, because you know what? Girls get it done, that's for sure.
That's true.
They really do. I say, okay, I want a boy and a girl on a show, so I'll send them out 3 girls and 3 boys. And guess who writes back first? The 3 girls. It's always the boys. They're like, they're always lacking. But when it comes to the girls, they just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how old are you right now?
I'm 12 years old right now. So I've been doing musical theater for 6 years.
Wow. That's so funny. I'm talking to people that are like 15 and they're just now starting out. They have like no credits. And you already got all this experience. Hey, so like older, like what do you want to do? Do you want to keep doing like musical theaters where you're acting and singing? Or do you want to be TV, film, or do it all?
So my main goal is to be on Broadway one day because I really love it. And my dance teacher was in the national tour of Something Rotten, and I really look up to her. Her name is Allison Scott. She's an amazing tap dancer and she's awesome.
Wow.
I really want to be on Broadway because I love performing for people and it's just what I like to do. But if I could do film and stuff, I guess I would. It's anything fun and it gives you experience.
Right. So right now, so do you have an agent? Or are you just trying to get work like from backstage or something?
Yeah. A few months ago, I signed up for backstage and I come close to getting a few things, but never really gotten anything big.
Right. Well, it's not your fault right now because there's nothing going on when it gets happening again. So
yeah.
Do you have like a home studio for self-taping?
My dad's a photographer, so if I need to self-tape, he has backdrops and professional cameras. So that's what I use.
Yeah, you should start practicing that right now, you know, making sure the lighting's there, making sure the backdrop.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
And just practicing. You don't have to put it on YouTube or anything.
Uh-huh.
Or like one of those favorite movies that you just saw. Oh, I can play that part. You know, pick a favorite scene and then type out the dialogue and you give the other part to your dad to read, and then you just say the part that you want and just practice, you know?
Yep.
Pretty soon they're going to be calling.
Yep.
And you're ready because you've been doing it.
Yeah. My theater program is doing online training now, so I have that a few hours a week, and that's really fun. But then I also do assignments and vocal training.
Oh, that's great. So if you had your choice, acting, singing, or dancing, which one would you pick?
I don't know. It's so hard. If I do Broadway, I think I would be able to do all 3, which is why I love it so much.
Uh-huh.
But I probably have to pick acting. I really like acting.
Well, that's great, because picking acting, you're basically picking the other 2, because you're gonna have to act like you're singing. Mm-hmm. And you got to act like you're dancing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that was a trick question, but you answered it correctly, so that's good.
Yeah.
So now we're moving on through your teenage years. I don't know if there's college involved. So where do you think you're going to be like around 18, 21 years old? Where do you think?
What I want to be is on Broadway, but most likely I'll be working in Times Square waiting for a job.
Yeah, right. I don't think so. I think by then you'll have so much experience. So, hey, so you live pretty close to New York, living in New Jersey, right? So have you been to these Broadway shows?
Yes, I love going to Broadway shows. What usually happens is I get super obsessed with the soundtrack, and then I watch a few videos, and I listen to it for a few months, and then maybe for a birthday or Christmas I get tickets, and I'm super psyched, and then we go to the theater and see it. Just the best thing ever.
Wow, what are some of the ones you've seen?
I saw Dear Evan Hansen. I saw Wicked.
Wow.
I was going to see Mean Girls with my best friend the day that it all closed, and so that was sad.
Oh my gosh.
And I also saw Hamilton and School of Rock.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you probably like rocked out to that music for a while. How do you listen to your music?
I use Amazon Music, but I also use just like Apple Music and stuff.
Right. That's great. It's all online.
Yeah. And sometimes I use YouTube.
So back in the day, there was something called 8-track tape. That was way before cassette. Oh, you've never heard of either one of those? Okay, never mind.
Yes, I do. I have a cassette player.
Okay, that's great. It's so funny. I used to have this stereo that had not only 8-track, but it had cassette too. And that was like the thing, hi-fi stereo.
Yeah. A few years ago, my mom found her Walkman and it was like so cool. And so I got one for Christmas.
I know. I bought one on eBay the other day because I needed to play some of my cassette tapes. I'm like, do they still make those? And they do. They still do.
Yeah. My mom has like a whole case of Smashing Pumpkins cassette tapes.
Right. So your parents are like supportive of what you're doing and they're going to run you to auditions back and forth?
Yeah. Running to auditions in the city is mainly my dad's job, but making sure I'm still doing all my stuff is my mom's job. But they're very supportive and they're awesome.
That's great, because most of the kids I talk to, that's what it is. It's about having that really good parent who believes in you. You're 12 years old and your parents are like saying, hey, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great that they're there looking out for you, because some people will come here to Hollywood when they're 18 or 19 with no parents or whatever. And that's even still young. So it's so great. You have some amazing parents.
Mm-hmm. They're really awesome and they're so supportive.
So right now, all you have right now is just a backstage profile. And right now, that's the only thing you have as far as trying to put yourself out there and get work.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. My youth performance troupe at Porchlight was going to do at the end of the year a showcase for talent agents. So I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So
I'm starting to notice more castings are happening because I'm on a lot of the things here in LA. One's called Actors Access, Casting Frontier, LA Casting.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that my phone's starting to ping a little bit more. So it's starting to come back a little. Something's happening. That's all I know. Because before there were no pings.
Yeah, I guess with everything, like the school works less, like we have less access for school activities. We just go to backstage and sign up for whatever we want.
Yeah, that's cool. Have you ever done any background work on a movie or anything like that?
No, I really want to, but I've never done any.
Well, you've only signed up 2 weeks ago and you signed up during the pandemic. So when things start going again, let's say a year from now, you're probably going to have so much experience, you know, especially being on a set or doing something. And you're going to get the gist of how it works. You're going to go, wow, this is great. Basically, you have to be professional because
yeah.
They want to hire somebody who they're not going to have to spend a lot of money on. Because if you're not professional, you can't show up and know your lines or dance. And, you know, they got to spend 10 hours to get a performance out of you that should take 1 hour.
Yeah.
You just cost them a lot of money. So you're doing good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't you think you're kind of on your way?
Yep. I think so. I think that I'm really trying to get into Bergen Academy
right. For
theater. And so hopefully from there, I can get like a background job and then get recommended and like eventually be on Broadway by the time I'm like 20.
Yeah. Or before then. At least off Broadway, right? At least close.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, but you've already had the experience kind of doing it. So now it's just getting the job. Now you have to learn like marketing and all that. So who took your headshots?
My dad.
Oh, you're right. Professional photographer. I like that. Nice, clean background.
Thank you.
Other girls that are, say, your age, you know, I've talked to a lot of tweens and some of them pretty far along. Some of them just starting out. But what do you say to the girl who's your age who like really, really wants to do it and they just need that little confidence booster of somebody their age telling them it's because if I tell them, they're gonna like, hey, old guy, I don't care. You know, but they're going to listen to somebody like you. So what would you say to that girl who's kind of like you to get them motivated to pursue their dream?
I'd probably say if this is what you want to do for the rest of your life and you'll be happy doing this, then you should just follow your dream and do it. And hopefully, maybe one day you'll find something that you can do and then it'll lead to more things and you'll become successful.
That's true. So yeah, I think that you're definitely starting out, but I think you're definitely in a good direction. Believe me, having that professional photographer from your dad is amazing because a lot of people sending me their headshots and I'm trying to tell them, hey, get up against the back wall. Hey, look above the camera. And they send me back these pictures that are so funny. You know, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified. But then I look at your picture and that's already amazing, even though you don't have a resume, even though you don't have credits. That's what caught my attention to actually call and have this interview. So, you know, you have a little experience. You got a good photographer, you know, going right there. So that's positive. You got supportive parents. You're going to take that other theater class. Somebody in that theater is going to look at you. They're going to go, you know what? I want you to sign with my agency. Bam. Now you're doing TV commercials and you're getting work off backstage as well. So I think you're on your way.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I always like kind of look at it from a different perspective and not really comparing you to other people, but I just want to say that everything's just positive. You're just doing everything right for right now. I think you're doing really good.
Thank you. That's a real compliment.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you would like to say?
Not really. I really don't know what to.
See, that was a trick question as well. Because if you had more to say, I didn't do my job. All right. Hey, Eve, thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast today.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think that not only did I want to hear your story and to promote you a little bit, because maybe a casting person's listening going, hey, you know what? That Eve's got it going on. She's got her dad. She's doing theater. Maybe I'm doing something or somebody's in New York right now. You're right there in New Jersey. Hey, why don't I go to her backstage thing and give her a call? Maybe you'll get a job just by doing this podcast. That's what I hope anyway.
Wow. That would be amazing.
All right. So have a good weekend and we'll talk at you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, the amazing Eve, and she's on her way to stardom. We wish her luck. We're going to put a link to her backstage profile so you can get more information about her. Coming up next is Newbie Alert. Newbie Alert.
All right, now we're going to continue on to Karsten LaPree. He's an actor. He's from New Jersey. Also, he is beginning, doesn't have any headshots, doesn't have an agent. He has a backstage profile, but I think he has a really good future. Why don't we give Karsten a call to see what that potential amazing future is. So let's call him right now and see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. How do you say your first and last name?
Karsten LaPree.
Great. Thank you so much. Hey, so what made you want to get into this acting business to begin with? Because it kind of sounds like you're just kind of starting out. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I am kind of just a beginner, but I've always been interested in this type of thing. Like in the beginning, I've been making videos like on my YouTube channel, which it was nothing, but I had my own podcast and a couple of my friends actually kind of started in it too. And it really inspired me to go for it.
Really? What, the podcasting made you want to get into the acting or? Or vice versa?
And vice versa. I had my own podcast in the beginning. I felt like maybe I could do something with this because I think I'm kind of good at it. And I'm like, I kind of want to take this to the next level and like be able to actually do something with it, like go a little bigger.
Right. You are good at it. You're actually a really good host.
Oh, thank you.
Because my biggest problem, like in general, when the news comes on, the first 5 minutes is death, mayhem, destruction, negative, pessimistic, disempowering. And it's like, why? So let's say a news station's on channel 2, channel 4, channel 7. Why can't they have channel 7.3? And they say, hey, for the amazing enlightening news, just go over to 7.3. Then they go over there. It's the same people, except they're saying the good news. And then they cut live to the weather and all that. So now they have two newscasts. And all of a sudden, the positive news starts getting bigger and better ratings. And bam, they switch it up. Now everyone's listening to the positive news. So how did you come up with some good news? How did you come up with that? Because I love it.
Oh, so, well, I mean, one of my idols, like my favorite show, John Krasinski, made his own show called Some Good News. And he was looking for like correspondents to it to make their own version. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. So I decided to put it into my own version and like kind of make it my own personality, make it my own. So I went to work. It took me like 3 hours, but after all the editing and stuff, like I thought I did a pretty good job because I had a good story to tell.
But you come off really good on camera. Like you know what you're doing and you're very good.
Oh, thank you. I've grown like pretty comfortable over it, like over the years, because I have been doing it for a good amount of time. It started off as I'm like, okay, but like I kept growing on it. I thought I was pretty good in front of a camera. Like I was able to just sit there and be myself. I wasn't shy or nervous. I was really confident in it. I thought it was pretty good.
Why are you so confident?
I don't know. I guess it's always been something like I've been good at. Like I've been a really good person, I think, at speaking in front of people. Like I think that's something I've just been born with. I think it honestly, it goes to that too. From my ability to be able to stand up and just talk my opinion, I can do that behind a camera too. It's
right.
Pretty similar for me.
I kind of see you like, you know, you're in the business, but you're not an actor per se, but you're kind of like a host or you're kind of something like that in the business that actually pays money.
Yeah.
What do you see in your future?
I see myself in like as much as an actual like actor, like in like films and that type of thing, but more of like a voiceover person because,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, I've been practicing on that too. Like, I think I can be in camera like that. I can do that, but more as a voiceover, I think I'm even more comfortable with that. I see myself doing that. I listen to a ton of podcasts. I have my own podcast. I'm pretty good in just talking and stuff like this. I think I see myself doing that type of thing, voiceovering for like storyline podcasts or like that type of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's almost like you gave yourself the job and you're getting your own experience, you know, and somebody else doing it because you got some really nice equipment. Your equipment's actually better than mine.
Really?
Yeah, I love that microphone you have. You did that one video showing the microphone, and like a lot of people tuned in and watched that over and over, it looks like. You have a lot of views.
Yeah, it's a good microphone. I got kind of obsessed with it, and I saved up a ton of money for it. It does me well.
When I first got mine, I must have spent a week trying to figure out what this setting, that level, and after a while, I went, enough, this is how it is. I'm not doing it anymore. I cannot do it anymore.
And the thing is, like, the microphone I have was brand new to when I got it, so it was like, wow, this is a lot better than I thought it would be.
Hey, where did you get that green screen? It's the one that pops up? It actually goes up taller than you, right?
It's like, I think it's like 8 feet. I don't know. It's pretty tall. It's an Elgato green screen. It's really nice.
I have the exact same one.
Oh, really?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a really good green screen.
I watched your podcast and I noticed when you first started, 5 episodes in a month, the next 4 episodes in 3, and then all of a sudden, December, January, you didn't put one up. It's a lot to keep doing it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I don't plan them that much. I kind of just go with the flow, because with my own knowledge of it, like my whole podcast is based on type 1 diabetes, which I have. So like with my own knowledge, I kind of just go with the flow and tell people what I say every single day. Like I'm like, dang, I wish I could have a cure. I wish this would happen. Or like sometimes I even ask my parents and stuff about diabetes. I'm like, I could make that into a podcast episode. And then I go with the flow and say exactly what I just said. And it works perfectly.
You're on Anchor. So does anybody subscribe to your podcast, or are they paying like on Patreon, or how does that work?
Anchor, the thing I have,
it
like spreads it around to other things. So it's also on Apple Podcasts and also on Spotify, and people can subscribe there. So that's how I build up all the listeners and listens and viewers and all that stuff, because it actually spreads around. So I think the majority of my listeners listen on Apple Podcasts, because like that's the most popular one, I feel like. But some people listen on Anchor because that's where it started, and that's where people are going to like hang in and just be there, because, you know, that's where they started in the very beginning. Like my first listeners would stay there. You know, it's pretty easy. It's pretty simple. Like you just,
it is.
You make your podcast and it spreads it around. It recommends it to people, and it's like, it's great. I love it. I love it so much. It was a great choice.
I almost switched over when it first came out because my son, he goes, Dad, you got to get on this, man. Check it out. And he sent me the link. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I was already established, you know, and I was like, okay, it's going to, but I don't know. I'm staying where I'm at.
Yeah.
So what is the name of your podcast, and where can they find it at?
Podcast is MLWD, like the simplest name. I literally came up with it in like 30 seconds because it just stands for My Life with Diabetes. So if you go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or there's like other things I haven't even heard of, like Pocket Cast or Breaker, if you happen to have those, the full name is MLWD-My Life with Diabetes. But if you just search up MLWD, it'll come up. So there's a good amount of episodes for you to listen to. Feel free to.
Right. So type 1 diabetes. So you're stuck with that. It's not like type 2 where you can exercise. And
yeah,
because my dad had type 2, but he never exercised, and he had a lot of other issues as well, but it's something that he could have prevented. You don't have that choice.
No, I've had it for 3 years and I've gotten used to it. In the beginning, I'm like, it really hit me, like the fact that I can't do anything about it, and like the type 2 version, you can, like I'm stuck with the version that you can't. That hurt, but like now I'm used to it. Like it's okay. It's part of my life.
Yeah.
And I made this statement once on my podcast, which I'm proud of. It was that if I woke up one day without type 1 diabetes, I wouldn't know what to do. It would be so weird. Like I wake up and I didn't have to like give insulin and check my number. Like I wouldn't have to do any of that. It's amazing, because it would be so weird. It wouldn't even fit. Like I would feel so like off.
Like we all take it for granted, you know, and then you have to go through this every day. And it's just like, we don't even realize what a day in a life for you is.
Yeah. That's why I started the podcast. Like for people, I mean, 2 reasons I started the podcast, so people could understand like what it is and stuff. And for the people who either have diabetes, like they're like recently got it, or friends that have it, so they can learn about it themselves, or for the friends, like for the people who don't exactly understand it, so they can understand it.
Right. And the younger kids, because you're 11, right?
I am 11. Yes.
11. Right. So somebody will listen, like, let's say I had it, I did a podcast. Some kids not going to listen to me, but they'll listen to you.
Yeah. I think it's cool because it comes from like a kid that could be their age. I'm just as young as maybe they are. And I still have as much knowledge as like an 18-year-old with diabetes could have, because that's how it like works with diabetes. It just matters about how long you've had it, like how much knowledge you have about it. Like I think if you're a kid who just got diabetes, maybe 9 or 10, it would be better to listen to a kid who knows exactly what you're going through.
Now, so on that some good news thing, I don't know if it was part of that where it says hope and gratitude.
Yeah.
How does that go? Hope and gratitude are more contagious than any virus. Where'd you get that from?
Well, my mom and her friend and another person, they came up with this idea to spread awareness for like the healthcare workers and frontline workers and essential workers lawn signs. So they spread it to this company, Overlook Auxiliary's New Providence Twig 10, and they made these lawn signs with the motto, hope and gratitude are more contagious than any virus, and it spread like wildfire. It was crazy.
Like a virus.
I mean, you raised like $100,000. It was crazy.
Awesome. It all starts with an idea, huh? It's so crazy. That's what I love about my podcast too. I know there's no like money involved for me or anyone else, but it's so great.
Yeah.
You know, talk to people like you and, you know, be a cheer cheerleader, because there are some deserving people that may not ever get that attention. If I can put a little spotlight, say, hey, look at this person. Do you have any acting experience at all? Have you done plays or background work?
I mean, I've done a couple of plays, but they were like minimal. But I think my biggest acting experience is the videos that I made that I spent countless hours on and like days on. I mean, because it really built up my confidence for that type of stuff. Like, as we said before, it built up my ability to be able to do that.
Right. Because you don't even have any professional headshots, do you?
No, I don't.
That one shot in front of the microphone, that's a winning picture.
Yeah. That was a great picture.
I love that picture.
It was the day I got a new light because I was like, planning on making more videos. So I'm like, okay, so I have a mic now. I got this like space to record. I have, you know, and I'm like, I need a light. I need to make the lighting better because the room that I was in was super dark.
What kind of light is it? Is it a ring light or one you plug in like a USB light?
I do have a ring light, but then I also have a USB light that goes with it. It's like a newer wear, like mini light. I don't know what the exact name is, but I know it's from newer. And it looks really good.
Right. What's the one you're using on the picture?
I was using both. I was using my Sunpack ring light and my newer wear light. I'm like, wow, this lighting looks good. Let me just take a picture, see how like it looks on camera. I'm like, whoa, that was a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it for a while.
Like, leave the microphone. Yeah, the shirt looks good. Smile looks good. Bright brown eyes. Nice hair.
It was a good picture. I mean, I don't know how I even like got a picture that good. I'm like, geez, I could use this for anything. And so like when we were picking these pictures for like my page on the website, I'm like, okay, let's just pick this one because it shows that like who I am.
Yeah. I mean, how is the headshot going to be any better than that? What, you're going to have a solid background and is it going to be any better? No, it's not. Plus it shows kind of what you do. You know, hey, I'm a podcaster. I'm a behind the scenes guy. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I like that. I'm looking at your special skills. That's like drawing.
Yeah.
Baking. You really bake? What do you bake?
I bake all the time. I bake like, I mean, I'm not like amazing at it. That's why I put like, I think I put like a dot there.
Yeah, you put beginning.
Yeah. I bake cookies all the time. I bake brownies. Like, I don't know. It's kind of a side hobby thing I just do with my sister because I love cookies and brownies and cake and stuff.
So how long have you had your backstage profile? Is that the only thing you have is just backstage?
Yeah, I've had it for about 4 weeks.
Yeah, it looks very new, but it's great. So right now you're 11. So when you're 15, 16, where are you going to be?
I want to continue this because this has like been a huge dream of mine, like all throughout my life after making videos and podcasts. But like, I've always wanted to take it to the next level. So like, I really hope that this still goes and I still have this account and I have like all this stuff. And I hope that I do get a couple decent jobs to do that give me a decent reputation, like that I have a resume to work with.
But are your parents all in? Are they there to help you and support you?
Oh, definitely. Me and my dad are like a team for this.
Oh, you're in your dad. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But now we're so close, you know, it sucks that he's not here anymore. But oh my God, the bond between a dad and a son.
We started the website. Like, I talked to him about it and he's like, that's a good idea. You'd be good at that. And then throughout this whole entire thing, we've been doing this. If I get any requests, which I haven't got many, but I'll just tell him about it. And he'd be like, maybe you should apply for that. Maybe you should do that. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I should. And it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun to have someone by my side to talk to about it and like help me with choices and stuff. It's great.
It is so great to have one of your parents as a cheerleader. My dad was just always, you're so good. You're so great. You're doing great. Great, son. You're just around the corner. You're going to make it. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Hang in there. I mean, you need that.
Yeah, it's great to have. I mean, I don't have like an agent yet, but just until I do, got my family to help me.
So what is your roadmap? What is your plan? What are the actions that you're going to take to get to where you want to be?
Honestly, I want to make more in effort videos. I want to make my backstage page a lot better because I have like a star thing for like your score on your page. And I have like, I don't know, like a 3 or 4. I want to hope to get as high as possible on that. And I want to build a resume. I want to get some small jobs and gigs first and have those there and then be able to get more actual, more bigger things. I've been just starting with some small stuff.
But you will.
Yeah.
But what? You don't have any credits. You're out there trying. You put a couple of audio things up there. You know, you're trying.
I'm trying, yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting how you do that. Like, it's a great idea to just bring the attention to those types of people who really just started and who just want to get just to begin a business. Like, that's amazing.
So what advice though, somebody that's at home listening to this podcast, they want to get into this business. What's their next move? How do they make that move to start getting into the business?
Well, I totally suggest doing what I did in the beginning, as much as it was barely anything, it's great experience. It's just starting a small YouTube channel, making videos that you enjoy to make with as much personality and character as possible. Just to start, and maybe it's not even for showing the people what you can do. I think it's more in the beginning, just to be yourself and only show yourself what you can do. To show yourself that, oh, okay, just build your confidence in it. Like, you have to make yourself believe that you can do it. That's kind of what I did when I started. I'm like, I need to have something so I can build confidence and build experience that isn't that big, but more for me. So that's what I did on my YouTube channel, or even stuff that I didn't post on my YouTube channel, just to make, just to edit, just to like plan out, like just to build experience. So yeah, I think that's what I suggest.
Hey, so wrap it up here. Is there anything else that you would like to say, promote, or anything like that before we go?
Not really. I feel like we covered it all. I mean, we covered my podcast. as I mentioned my YouTube channel. I think he's really good. I think we mentioned enough.
Thank you so much. You are really doing me a favor by accepting my interview. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is a great opportunity. Thank you for having me here. It's awesome.
All right. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, there you have it. 12-year-old Eve, 11-year-old Karsten. One's been on backstage 2 weeks. One's been on backstage less than a month. These are young go-getters who both obviously have the gift of gab. Sounds like they're going to be successful in whatever they do. We're going to wish them well. Check in the description box. We'll have links to both of their backstage profiles. If you're a casting person out there, maybe you want to give these guys a shot. I just love them. Thank you so much for tuning in to another kid, teen, tween episode on Actors 2020 podcast. And remember, wherever you're listening, please like, share, download, and most important, leave a comment and or review. Until the next episode, bye-bye. Actors 2020 podcast.